My daddy woke me up. It was late. He had already taught me bukkake. What more could he need? Bleary-eyed, I was led into the living room. The poker game looked a mess on the table. Daddy said something about losing. Somehow he had lost, and now I had to pay the price. He apologized to me. But I smiled and said, "It's okay, Daddy. I'll do whatever you need me to. I'm your little girl." And I smiled at him, the dried cum on my skin. It didn't matter. I was here to be Daddy's little girl, and Daddy's little girl I would be. Unbeknownst to me, my dad had lost the poker game and offered my ass, mouth, and pussy as his collateral. The guys were all undoing their belts, getting ready. I could see they were already hard. Too young to understand exactly what was going on. I looked around the room at all the hard cocks, not sure what was going to happen first. One of the guys patted his lap, and I walked over. He lifted up my little nightgown, and I felt his fingers on my sex, on my pussy, like my daddy's fingers, but rougher.
"Okay, mister, do you want me to suck you like I suck my daddy?"
He shook his head. I was afraid at that point. Afraid of what exactly was going to happen, but also, his rough fingers felt a little good. I could feel them exploring me, as the other men stroked their cocks, watching. He picked me up, put me straddling his legs right in front of that huge cock, and slid my nightie over my head. There I was, dried cum on my skin, naked little body, straddling Daddy's friend's lap.
"Okay, mister, just show me what you want me to do. I'll do it for Daddy."
My dad had his cock out as well, stroking it, watching his little girl get used by his friends. His friend grabbed my waist and picked me up, slowly lowering me down, piercing my cute little virgin cunt with his cock.
"Mister, oh, please, please, oh, it hurts. Ah, oh, I think you're too big for this."
He kept pushing. Kept pushing until he fit most of his cock inside my tight little cunt. His eyes rolling back in his head from the sheer pleasure of me gripping that dick. It didn't last too long. One of the other guys decided to take his payment and shut me up. Shoved his cock right into my mouth. The guy who I was impaled on started to bounce me, my small little frame bouncing up and down on his cock. It hurt for a little while, tears running down my face. But it wasn't long until it started to feel good. It started to feel right. Swallowing the cock in my mouth, I could feel my pussy grip the cock inside me every time he pulled me up. I was amazingly tight. Must have been like a vice grip on his dick. Needless to say, it didn't take long for him to fill my pussy up with cum, grunting and thrusting deep inside me as he unloaded so hard. The second man was still fucking my face, all the way into my throat, choking me sometimes. But his dick tasted really good, so I kept going. Just sitting there as the guy behind me started to get soft inside. I was sucking and sucking, doing what my daddy had asked me to do, filling my mouth with his cock over and over again. I guess it was too much for the last one. "Why don't you let her stop for a minute so I can take my turn? You know what hole I want." Gasping for breath, I was released from my prison. One cock in one end, one cock in another, and put over the back of the couch. The guy who had his cock in my mouth kneeled on the cushions. His cock pointed straight at my mouth again, and I felt the other one behind me. He was doing something. Something to my ass.
Mister, what are you... Oh, ah, ah. I don't know. I don't know if that's supposed to go there.
I could feel his fingers, coated in the other guy's cum, plunging in and out of my tiny virgin asshole. I wasn't going to be virgin for much longer. The other guy stroking his cock, looking at my mouth. But this time, they didn't want to stop the noises.
Oh, Daddy?
I looked up at my dad, who was still stroking his cock.
Daddy, can they do this?
He nodded slowly. Yes, princess. I told him they could do whatever they wanted with you. Tears started streaming down my face as I felt the man behind me start to push his cock into my tight, tiny little ass.
God, it hurts. Oh, it hurts so much more. Oh, no, please. Please don't. Please stop. Please stop it.
This time they did shut off my cries with his cock in my mouth. I was a spit-roasted little girl, stuck between my dad's two friends. My dad and the other friends standing by, watching, touching themselves to my pain, to me getting raped by these two grown men. He got all the way into my ass and started pounding, using my tiny little body like a flashlight. I could feel one cock deep in my throat and the other balls deep in my ass. It took a little while for the pain to stop, but I got used to it. The rhythmic pounding. I almost felt they were big enough to meet in the middle, filling me up over and over again. It wasn't long before I started moaning around the cock in my mouth. I thrust so far into my throat, I thought I was gonna die. The other one unrelentlessly pounding my ass. And I felt it. I felt his cock start to throb against the base of my throat. And it just started filling up my belly. Load after load, rope after rope, coming down my small little child throat. It was good. I felt important. Well used. It was yummy. I was loved by all these men. It wasn't long after that the one in my ass unloaded as well. They left me, momentarily, on the back of the couch, breath heaving, coughing from the cock in my throat, dripping cum out of both of my holes, and a belly full of it. I used the little girl.
Daddy. Daddy, did I do good?
Daddy smiled and brushed his hands through my hair. You did wonderful, princess. You think you can do one more?
One more what, Daddy?
One more of this. And he pushed his cock slowly into my mouth, fucking it gently, sweetly almost. I could feel him throbbing against my tongue. I swallowed my father's load. It didn't take him long. And looked all around the room. The men had put their cocks away and looked like they were getting up to leave. I sighed. I had been a princess. Daddy's perfect used princess for one night. And I felt thoroughly fantastic because of it.